Okay, hello and welcome
Ever.
to the End Zone Podcast. We aren't going to chit chat for too long, so, 'cause this took for literally ever to get going. If the volume's off on this, sorry, not our fault. It's the
Difficulties.
audacity and the way it's
This
working with
was
Skype. We had
interesting to
quite a
say the
bit of
least, so
technical problems, I'd say. Yeah, this might not go very long either, just because it is very much all the people in my house are asleep at this moment, so I will probably need to keep this short. Plus, my volume on my Audacity is not looking great
we're
right now,
trying.
so maybe this won't work at all, but who knows? At least Chris and I will get to talk football for a little while. And that'll be great. So let's just hop into it. Ravens, Colts. We got a game between a Ravens team that has played incredibly well the past few weeks that I'm very high on, and a Colts team that's really struggled. They had a really good stretch of playing their opponents tough, but the last few weeks they've kind of descended down to their actual talent level. Jacoby Brissett isn't looking great. Right now, he holds the ball for too long, but that being said, I still think he has a chance in the future
Yeah, I'm
to
taking
be
the
a good
Ravens here
quarterback,
too.
but
To be
the year's
honest, I
pretty
don't
much
think it'll
over
be
for the
very
Colts,
close.
so I'm
It's gonna
taking
be
the
a
Ravens.
defensive game for the Ravens. I think they win. I'm gonna say 20-0, that type of win. Probably. I mean, I assume maybe the Colts will score, so we'll say 20-6. Ravens. I don't. This won't be a competitive game.
Vikings, Packers, Aaron Rodgers to IR.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the
So, I
Vikings.
mean, I
No
don't think
point in
that's a very
wasting time on
competitive
this
game
game.
either. I'm gonna take the
Too much
Vikings.
defense. The Vikings will have be way too powerful on defense. So this could be a big blowout. I would say Vikings by 10.
Our next game, the Vikings and the Raiders. Oh, that is definitely wrong. I read that totally wrong. The Giants and the Cardinals. Eli Manning had a career type week last week. The Giants have played very well under Steve Spagnuolo as their head coach. I think he should be a candidate to get the job. I
I
think
was
his
tempted to
players are
go
playing really
Giants,
hard
but
for him. I think the Giants
just
get a
for
win
the
here.
sakes of, I don't think the Giants are a very formidable team right now. I'm gonna go Cardinals, but the Giants could very well win this football game. I would not be shocked at all if the Giants won. But I'm going Cardinals by 3.
The Browns and the Bears, if the Browns don't win this game, they're basically a lock to go 0-16.
I have the Bears.
So
I know our
who you got in
friend
this
John
one,
Butler, he's
Chris, and then I'll give
Bears fan.
my
He's
pick.
going Browns. He thinks he just does the coaching. He doesn't like John Fox. I know I've heard, talked to him earlier on Twitter earlier in the week. But I'm going Bears. I just don't. I think the Browns are 0-16 team. They've had too many chances, and I've seen them blow the chances, and they'll probably do it again. I have Bears in a close one. Bears by 7.
I think that while John has a point that John Fox is a bad coach, I think Hugh Jackson is a worse coach, so I'm going to take the Bears as well. Moving on to our next game, which is the Broncos and the Redskins. Brock Osweiler played pretty well. No one's quite sure who's going to start for quarterback for the Broncos this week. I think it should be Brock still while he's playing semi-well. Others think Paxton Lynch should play. I think they've seen all they can for Paxton Lynch. Either
I'm
way,
gonna
the
take the
Redskins are
Broncos
still a
this
decent
game. I think
team.
the
I'm
Redskins
going to take
defense,
them.
well, not defense, excuse me, their offensive line's so banged up. They're just playing third string lineman at and some. I think the offensive guard. I'm gonna take the Broncos based off that. I think their defense will hold up for this game. I know it's been shaky all season long, up and down, but I expect them to be up for this game. Broncos win in a close one.
Steelers Texans, a get healthy game for the Steelers while Antonio Brown recovers. Steelers
Steelers
in
by
a blowout for me,
17.
and if you
This won't
have
be
any
very close.
Steelers wide
It
receivers,
might
start
feel
them
worse
in
than
your
that, even
fantasy
though
league.
this will probably be a close game because the Steelers play down to their competition. But for this sake, I'm taking the Steelers in a blowout. This is a must win if you want to have a shot at winning or having the one seed in the AFC. And I don't think they'll take it for granted. And it's still unlikely, yes, but I'm just saying that. If you have a chance, but you must win, and that's why they're going to win the game. I think they'll be awake up for this game, and the Houston Texans aren't a good football team.
That game, the one of two Christmas day games, the other Christmas Day game, the Raiders at the Eagles. This one's kind of got a little bit of intrigue to it, just because the Raiders came very, very close last week to upsetting the Cowboys, and the Eagles defense didn't play great. I kind of see the Eagles defense rebounding, but I think this might end up being a kind of a weird, like gritty, run-heavy game for both teams. I think the Raiders defense might play up to Nick Foles, and I think the kind of weird final
I have the Eagles
scoreline,
winning
but
this
the
game
Eagles
by about
win
10 points. I think it'll be
24 to
more competitive
13.
than people are thinking. The Raiders, they're such a disappointment this year, though. I mean, in general, they're terrible on defense, and their offense is average, which is why they're 6-8. With that and the injury and everything has gotten to them, but I'm gonna still take the Eagles. Nick Foles, I was impressed with what I saw. JJ, I expect them to have a great run game. I think the team could rush for a total of 250 yards, in my opinion, this week against the Raiders. So I'm gonna take the Eagles by 10 points, but it'll still be semi-competitive.
All right. The Lions at the Bengals. The Bengals are a complete tire fire right now. The Lions, with
Yep.
just a few wins and two
I'm going
Atlanta
to take the
losses,
Lions,
could
but not for
sneak
that
into the
reason.
playoffs.
The
So I'm
Bengals,
going to take the
ever
Lions
since
in this
Marvin
game.
Lewis decided he was leaving the team, which was probably decided between the two parties, the Bengals and Marvin Lewis, they've scored 14 points in their last two games, and their opponents have been Chicago, and I can't recall the other opponent, but these are not good football teams. For that reason, I'm gonna take the Lions. This
Not
I
good
don't know
football
why I
teams.
had this game where I had it in second down, but I'm gonna
Whatever
take
reason, I'm gonna take
Lions.
the Lions. I don't know
All right, moving on to our next game on this slate, which is the Rams at the Titans. I stand by what I said earlier. I think the Titans are losing out. I think the Rams are a hot team right now. This game might be close through the first half because that's generally the way these Titans games seem to go. They're kind of gritty and tight through the first half, but I think eventually the Rams pull away. And I'm going to say
Wow,
final
you have been
score
a big
Rams
blowout. Like,
37, Titans 17.
the Titans, I don't like this Titans team. I don't want to see them in the playoffs. They're not a good football team, in my opinion. They're boring, like you said a couple weeks ago. This team's so boring to watch. And it looked likely that they were going to make the playoffs, but now, not so much. I'm going to take the Rams in this game. The Rams are better on all sides of the football. We couldn't put all these games as boring games, but this is a boring game, so I'm gonna take the Rams. I actually agree with your score line. I'm just going to go a point or two different. I'm going 30 to 13 Rams.
Next, the Dolphins and the Chiefs, a game that you kind of thought a week ago when you were still on the Dolphins that
I'm
the Dolphins might
the
be
Chiefs
able to
here,
win, but the
but
Chiefs are playing better
I wouldn't
right
be
now. I
shocked
think I'm going to
because
take the Chiefs here.
I just can't get that big 8-game stretch out of my head. They had such a bad stretch during that. It was 6 losses and 2 wins. I know 2 wins, but I can't get that out of my head. I'm taking the Chiefs, but the reason I say watch out is because we don't know if the Chiefs are going to go back to their old ways during that 6-game stretch. I'm going, like I said, I'm going Chiefs, but watch out for the upset here.
Next game to talk about here on this schedule, the Panthers of the Buccaneers. Jameis Winston really played his best game of the year Monday night. But that being said, Cam Newton's playing like he did when he was the MVP, and the defense, even though they're missing Thomas Davis, this is a good week to miss him just because the offense of Tampa Bay isn't great. I'm taking the Panthers here. But it might be a semi-close scoreline. Let's say Tampa Bay Buccaneers 21 and
this game's
Carolina
tough
Panthers
for me because
35.
What I saw from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'm saying I'll watch it, but I saw highlights in the score and the stat lines. Jameis Winston, like you said, had his best game of the year. I can't expect him to go back to having average game. I expect this game to be competitive, and I wouldn't be shocked to see an upset. Actually, this is tempting. I'm going to Panthers. They'll win by 3 points. It's going to be close. 27-24. I was so tempted to pick the Buccaneers. I just can't do it. I just can't make myself do it.
Moving on to the next game, the Chargers at the Jets. This was a game that a few weeks ago, if Josh McCown was playing, I probably would have picked the Jets because the Jets are feisty and they knock out kind of good teams who can have rough weeks. But this is a must-win for the Chargers, and
this
I think the Chargers are going to take care of business because I just can't
here.
Believe in Bryce
right
Petty.
Right here, right now. I know, but I saw what he did last week, and
it's Bryce Petty, though.
He played pretty well after that first quarter. They had a rough first quarter, but he led that team back, and they didn't almost win the game, but they looked competitive throughout the second, third, and fourth quarters. I'm picking the Chargers, but this is upset territory right here. The Jets are good enough to upset a team here and there, and they could knock the Chargers out of playoff contention, but I'm not going to pick it. I'm going Chargers by 8. I'm going Chargers 8 points, 24-16. Yes.
24-16. Chargers. That's
yes.
Jets or Chargers? Chargers. I think that's a fair scoreline. I think I'd echo that. Moving on to our next game, third down, the Jaguars at the 49ers. A big game in our pick'em. You and me are a game back. This was the only game we had differently. I have the Jags and you have the 49ers. But on this podcast, I think I'm going to have to take the 49ers. I love the Jags, but I think Garoppolo can take this team out.
I figured you had to take the 49ers after what you said this morning on Twitter. I'm going to take the 49ers. I think this team's I know people are against it and don't agree, but this is a, to me, I like this football team going into next season. I like them as a competitive team. I know that's not what we're talking about, but why not? I've taken, and Jacksonville's gonna, I think they're gonna fall. I just don't see them. They have these games where we think they're really, really good. They've had a couple of good weeks. It's time for them to have a game where they play rough. I'm taking the 49ers based off of that. And I just wanted to, like I said, as far as what that this morning, I want to say the Chargers are, I think the, excuse me, the 49ers, like I said, they're a good football team. I think they're going to be competitive for years. I like Jimmy Garoppolo as a good quarterback, not what you said, being better than Tom Brady. I think that's ridiculous, but I like him as a good quarterback. I think I wouldn't be shocked if they contend for a couple a Super Bowl or two over the next 5, 6, 7 years. I think they could be that good, but I'm not going to go as far as what you said this morning. I don't know if you have a response to that to the people, but that's what I have to say about the 49ers.
I just really like Jimmy G, and I'll double down on it. I think he's going to have just as good of a career, if not better, than Tom Brady, and we're going to really be debating, like, if he's better than Brady or not. And I know that you say he might be a good quarterback, but what's a good quarterback in your mind? Because a good quarterback, in my mind, to what you're saying, I think he could be better than Aaron Rodgers, better than Ben Roethlisberger, better than Peyton Manning. I think he can be the next guy. His throwing motion is insane. He is the ultimate leader. He knows all the right things. He talks just like Brady. He plays like Brady. He's Brady, but he has mobility. He has a better throwing motion, and he's younger. And I mean, I will, and I'll reiterate the take I gave on the last episode again. I think this team will make the playoffs next year. And I think that in the end, we're going to be talking about Jimmy G as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And just to focus on the team that matters here, the Jaguars this year. I think if the Jaguars win this game, I've been saying it for weeks, but I think we have to take them seriously as AFC championship contenders. If they
I'm gonna hit this Jaguar question.
I'm excited to see what happens.
Question. To the Jaguars, or it wasn't really a question, but what you said, I totally agree. I agree with the for the most part that you said AFC going to the AFC championship. I still don't think they're quite gonna beat the Steelers yet. I don't think they're that far yet, but they're a really good football team, especially when Blake Bortles plays well, which I'm saying he's probably going to have a bad game just because he's bound. It's time for him to have a bad game. If he does it, it's going to be now because of the way he is. He has 3 good games and he has a bad game or 2 good games. But the 49ers, you asked me, or what did you ask me? Could you repeat that question? I thought you asked me something. But yeah,
like I didn't ask anything. I just made a point.
I thought you did. But yeah, like I said, they'll be competitive for years. I just don't know. I just think the NFC. Go ahead.
Back to Jacksonville. Okay, here's the thing. I just want to point out about people who think the Jaguars can't beat the Steelers. They've already played this year, and Jacksonville destroyed them. And you can say whatever you want about the way Big Ben was playing or whatever, but that defense destroyed Pittsburgh's offense, and Big Ben isn't the only person in that offense. Le'Veon Bell is in that offense, too. And they shut him down, and they shut Antonio Brown down. I think they should be considered heavy favorites if they meet the Steelers in the playoffs again.
To me, they're not. I think it was Ben Roethlisberger.
I mean, if they could do it then, why can't they do it now? Maybe not to that degree, but I bet you can slow down this offense, keep them to below 20 points.
Get their run game going. I'm on the Jaguars bandwagon for that game because I think they could win. But I've seen this offense grow since they played the Jacksonville Jaguars. You have to remember that was 5 games into the season. We're 16 weeks in. That's been so long. Things change. Offenses change. They get better over the season. That's what I would say to that.
I know. I still firmly
I think
believe
it would
that
be competitive
the
because
Jaguars
the
can beat
Jacksonville
down on the
Jaguars
Steelers.
defense is so good, but I feel like the Jacksonville Jaguars will be a team that falls at the in the fourth quarter based off something Blake Bortles did. I think Blake Bortles is what hurts them even to this point.
All right, let's move on. The Bills at the Patriots. Yeah, this is a third down
I
game,
don't think it
so
will,
I
but I mean
assume
the
you
reason
think the
it's a
Bills
third
can
down
get the
game
upset
is
here.
because
Why?
I've seen what I've seen out of the Bills is their defense is really good. Tyrod Taylor, I like Tyrod Taylor. I think he if they're gonna beat the Bill on the Patriots, that's what he's gonna be the main contributor. Like I said, I don't think it'll happen, but I think this is a very competitive game. I think this is a game that could be dangerous for the Steelers or the Patriots, being that the Bills are their playoff hopes are on the line this game. I mean, they really are, because if they lose this game, I don't think they make it. Because I think they split with the Dolphins. So that's why I have it as a third down game. Very competitive. Patriots win though, in the last minute. Or not in the last minute, but in the fourth quarter, they pull away, in my opinion. I'm gonna say they win by 10. I know you don't agree. Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you. I'm gonna agree with you on
Oh, I thought you
all
were gonna
counts there. I
disagree.
think it will be a competitive game, and I'm taking the Patriots. The Falcons. No, the Falcons at the Saints. This game, in my opinion, is a game that I think the Saints will blow up the Falcons, and here's why. They got extremely lucky that the Saints didn't capitalize on Matt Ryan mistakes against them last time. I think Matt Ryan, even against Tampa Bay, played awful. I think Matt Ryan is below the midpoint of quarterbacks in this league. When my quarterback rankings come out, I'm going to have him ranked at about 17 to 18. But he has not had a great year, even though he makes one or two good throws a game. He also makes one or two like head scratching mistakes a game. I think this defense can force turnovers off of him again. And I think that people forget they didn't have Alvin Kamara in that game. And the two touches that Alvin Kamara got, he made the Falcons pay on those first two plays. I think that the Saints are going to control the time of possession. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game, but I'm going to take the Saints
Where do I
24
start? I'm
to the
gonna tackle your
Falcons
first
10.
point first about Matt Ryan. I think you're right. This season he's been slightly under average. I think he's overall, over the whole picture, I'm gonna say he's average, an average quarterback. That's what he is. That's what he's played like this season. Last year he had the great season, but that was with Kyle Shanahan. That's not happening now. Like I said, I think it will continue to be. He will continue to be average. I don't think he'll have as many turnovers. I'm picking the Saints. I mean, I know I didn't really get to that, but I think the Saints are too dynamic on offense when it comes down to it. I just their run game's gonna be too much. Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, they have two Pro Bowl running backs, which I didn't necessarily agree with, but they're Pro Bowl when in doubt. So with all of those reasons, and the way the both running backs have been playing in the offensive line, that offensive line has held up for years. Like it's so that's one thing with the Saints, that is consistent. Their offensive line is normally consistent. enough for them to have at least a run game and protect Drew Brees for the most part. I better take the Saints and it's going to be a borderline blowout in my opinion. I'm going to take them 30-17. I just don't like what the Falcons are doing right now. I really don't. They're going to really have to turn things around if they're going to win this football game. And they're going to have to do it quick because what we saw Monday night was like a I don't know. It was ugly. The Falcons didn't look good, but they got the win. They've been getting the close wins. So if this game's close, they'll probably win it. If the Saints let it get close, they'll win it, but I don't think they will. 30-17 Saints.
All right, the last game of the week, the Cowboys and the Seahawks. I think you're right. I think the Seahawks defense is too injured, too hurt. I also think that this Cowboys defense can get ripped apart by Russell Wilson. I think the offense is a big bounce back game. This game's really tough for me, but because Zeke's back, I think that the Cowboys are going to control the time of possession. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to come down to the last possession. And I think it comes down to the Cowboys winning this game 42-35.
For me, I think it'll be a high scoring.
Well, I mean, who's going to stop the scoring? Like, there's no defense in this game, in my opinion.
No defense whatsoever. I like the Cowboys in this game, and it'll be a question I'm going to ask you in a minute, but I just, Zeke's back, Zeke might have a 200-yard game. I agree, I've heard somebody say it earlier, I agree with it, though. I think Zeke has a 200 to maybe 225 type game. You didn't, but somebody.
I never said that. He'd have a 200-yard game.
He'll have a 200-yard game. I think you can book it. The Seahawks defense is just terrible right now. That's what people get on me because I said that the injuries are why I think they wouldn't make the playoffs. And that's where I stand. The injuries got to them this year. I think they'll miss the playoffs. I agree with your score line, but I'm going to go a touchdown lower on each. 35-28 Seahawks. And let me lead this to the last question of the day. With Zeke returning, are the Cowboys a playoff team at this point? Since you talked about Detroit earlier, do you think the Cowboys could be a playoff team when it comes down to it?
If they win this game, I think they need to be considered the favorite. The Lions do have a lot of the tiebreakers in the NFC, so they might sneak in even if both these teams have a 10-6 record. I believe the Lions have the overall tiebreaker, which is way deep. It's like the third overall tiebreaker. So I think the Lions have a more likely chance if they win out. But I certainly don't think you can discount the Cowboys. I think their play is that of a playoff team right now. I take that back. They aren't playing like a playoff team right now, but if they play well against Seattle, I think you have to take that as they're playing like a playoff team. And
then you I have agree. To give,
I think they can make
Detroit
the playoffs still.
So
if that's your question.
Which the Cowboys have been inconsistent too, but I like the Cowboys with Zeke returning with Tyron Smith there. And you can answer this if you want to. I like the Cowboys better as a playoff team if they go and face somebody from the Saints or whoever they face. I mean, whoever the fifth seed is, the Carolina Panthers, Rams, whoever. I like the Cowboys better than against those teams than I do the Detroit Lions, just based off of what I've seen out of the offense in Detroit, where they'll slow down for three quarters, but pick back up at the fourth quarter and it's too late. Would you agree with that? All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's it. We got an under 40-minute show for you guys today. Merry Christmas. To all of you, our listeners, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy
Yep.
Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate, merry that to you. And we will be back not on, well, I guess we're never out really on Sunday or Monday. But we'll be back at our normal time Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, depending on how the holiday break rolls out. Have a nice Christmas or holiday season. And go ahead, retweet our giveaway. We'll be announcing that in about a week and a half. So go ahead and give that a retweet. It's pinned to our profile. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. Follow Chris on Twitter at CHRCO, at ChrisPSF.
Yep.
And me on Twitter at
Eric18Utah.
And other than that, have a good night. Peace out.